Welcome to Weirdos in the Wild with our co-host, AJ Oxley, paranormal investigator with Beyond This Life Paranormal and multi-generational paranormal enthusiast, and Lynn Tencher, Beyond This Life paranormal investigator, Reiki master, published author, and near-death experiencer. Travel with them, a couple of everyday weirdos on a wild ride to all things paranormal and metaphysical.
From the Ground Up, Books and Resources is more than just a place to buy books. We are a center that nourishes the passions of writers, artists, and book lovers alike. Our programs help educate writers and artists. Our holistic items and Reiki services offer a unique opportunity to build individuals from the ground up. Sign up for one of our memberships today and support us and bring our vision to life. 5% of all memberships will go towards prize money for contests and scholarships for our programs. Book donations are always welcome. Visit fromthegroundupbooks.com for more information.
Hydra Publications is your one stop for the best in genre fiction. Secrets and Blood is the debut horror novel from Dewey Hensley. Evangeline Grace, the sheriff in a small town, Eastern Kentucky coal mining county, longs to start a new life in another place. However, present and past evils conspire to jeopardize her plans and end the lives of those she loves, including her brother Sheldon, whom she promised to protect. Drugs, feuds, and her beliefs stand in the way of identifying the notorious Highlander in time to live her dream. However, menace reaches from Madison County's past.
Do you struggle with depression, ongoing medical issues, or have you experienced past trauma? If you have, please consider the help of energetic healing. At Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services, we utilize Karuna Reiki, crystals to align and heal chakra function, meditation, and sound healing to address these issues and help you in your healing process. To learn more about energetic healing and how to contact us, visit our website at dragonflypondenergy.com. For those who call in to schedule an appointment, mention this ad and receive $25 off your initial visit.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Weirdos in the Wild. It's been a while since we've done one of these, so... Yep. And I was supposed to first tell you that my name is AJ.
And I'm Lynn.
And now we're back at it. You can tell we haven't done this in a little bit.
We're a little rusty.
We've kind of got ahead a little while, and so we've not recorded in a bit. But we are glad to be back. We are having some fun tonight. We're going to talk about, well, a subject that I never gave, well, two thoughts about. Until Missy, who you all know from our ghost hunting group Beyond This Life, brought this up to me. And thanks, Missy. Now it's in my head. And it's something that actually Lynn's had a lot of weird experiences with. And we're going to talk about mirrors tonight.
Yep. Must be one of my things, let me tell you.
It's never been a thing to me. And I found out I was doing all this wrong stuff when it came to mirrors. We're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about some of the myths, the folklore, I guess. But we're also going to talk about some weird stuff that have happened. And I personally have never had anything weird happen with a mirror.
Probably will now.
I will. But
it's in your head now.
In my head now. But Lynn has. And she's going to tell us some of these experiences.
Yep.
The fact that, you know, there's a lot of superstition, I guess, is a good way to start out with. There's a lot of superstition around mirrors. And the belief is that that a lot of people believe mirrors are a way to look into somebody's soul. There are also the beliefs that mirrors are a portals, if you want to call them that, or a time travel type of piece, whatever the way you want to call it. And that it's a way that demons, spirits, ghosts can travel, and they can come in and out of those mirrors and use them as those portals.
Right. Or at least I was reading something where they think that spirits or demons or angels even can watch us through the mirrors. Like a like the two-way mirrors you see on TV when they're interrogating a prisoner or a suspect. That they can actually just kind of keep an eye on us through those mirrors.
Yeah, well, that's interesting and disturbing at the same time.
Yeah.
I think some of the most common themes people hear is, you break a mirror, 7 years bad luck, right?
Right.
I guess that's probably the most known myth or piece of being a mirror. But the funny thing is that I actually found that, which I didn't know this. Whatever your belief is, if you broke in a mirror or not, if it's 7 years bad luck, I don't even think really anybody knows really where that came from what I could find.
The only thing I saw was that mirrors were invented by the Romans, and it was such a process for them to do those mirrors that they think, they didn't want people to break them, so they think that maybe the Romans started the rumor that if you break one of these, you're going to have 7 years bad luck, or if there was really something to that, they started seeing, but, somebody broke one, and for 7 years they had a horrible life, or whatever, then maybe... Hmm. Something got attached to with that. I don't know.
I did not know this until I read this, that you can negate the effects of a broken mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I did never know this until I read this here, that if you leave the mirror undisturbed for a few hours, when you go to pick it up, gather every last scrap and bury them outside under the moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
I've heard, well, only when I researched this.
Oh, okay.
Same boat you are. I didn't know anything about that.
No. And then it said, I also found, take a piece of a broken mirror and touch it to a tombstone.
That's really weird.
Yeah. I mean, that one is kind of weird because then you've got to go out into a graveyard somewhere and take your broken mirror with you.
And hope you don't look like an idiot out there. Yeah. Just pick a random tombstone.
And it is kind of weird if you think about it. I'm just going to touch this one here. Sorry, Mr. Smith, I need to touch your tombstone. But also, interesting enough, I found out that there is the unbroken mirror superstition as well.
Well, what's this one?
So, if you want to play with fate, you can do this. It's said that that the mirror does not break after it's being dropped or some sort of impact. It's actually good luck.
Hmm.
So, I guess your fate is, do you want to play with the fate of trying to get good luck, but you may end up with the bad luck if it breaks?
Decisions. I guess it depends on if you're already in a run of bad luck.
Well.
You need to get out of it. I don't know.
I also found out that it's good luck for newlyweds. Did you run across that one?
Mm-hmm.
This is another one I had never heard before. No. I had never heard this, that if a newlywed couple stands in front of a mirror shortly after they've been married, their souls unite in the spirit world, creating a bond that is stronger than this world or the one of the life after.
Wow. That might explain a lot in my life, you know.
I'll just leave that one alone because I know what you mean. Well, there's been some extra wives and husbands within this group right here. So.
One or two.
Or more. There's also one... we'll get on to the next. For single women.
I didn't know this one.
For single women, if you're dreaming of your wedding day, this may help you out. So the myth is that on Halloween night, instead of running to a party or going trick-or-treating or whatever you may be doing on Halloween night, you should sit in front of a mirror with a candle and an apple. Start cutting the apple into 9 slices, specifically.
Hmm.
Eat 8 of them and throw the final slice at the mirror.
I'm sorry.
According to the myth, the image of your future husband will appear to catch the final slice and give you a peek into the future.
Huh. Now, I have heard, this is not a mirror-related thing, but it's an apple-related thing, that if you hold the stem and twist it and you say the alphabet,
yeah,
you know, whatever it breaks on is the first initial of the person you're supposed to marry. So I wonder what this thing is about an apple.
Huh. I've never heard that one. That is interesting.
But can you imagine if you made it all the way through Z and never got it never broke?
Yeah. So I'm guessing you have this next one, and it's sleeping with a mirror pointed at your bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what started everything downhill with Missy telling me this, because she was the one who first told me this. I had never heard this before. You know, and all of the stuff I'm into, all this weird shit I'm into, I've never heard this. You shouldn't have a mirror in your bed. Well, I have a mirror right beside my bed.
Beside is supposed to be okay.
Okay. When I'm sleeping in different places, I have my house, my, you know, my life partner, as Chris likes to call his partner, my life partner's house, her house has a mirror there. And then we have a lake house, and there's mirrors in that room as well. So there's like three main, besides my main, my bedroom at my house. So there's three places where my head is a lot. And every one of those, there's a mirror there. But they're not, now that I think about it, there's none of them that are directly looking like at the head of the bed or at the foot of the bed. They're all to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But I never gave it any thought whatsoever until Missy brought it up. Thanks, Missy. I know you're listening.
Yeah, and she only brought it up because we were doing an investigation. I can't say where, but this place had a lot of little bedrooms that we got to sleep in, and they all but one had a mirror in it. And she wouldn't sleep in any of them but the one that didn't have the mirror in it. And ended up she didn't even sleep in that one, but that's what started the conversation.
And you know what else? You remember we were at Octagon Hall?
Yes.
And there's that bedroom there that has that... It does have
a giant mirror.
Yes, and it's kind of creepy. It is kind of creepy.
Uh-huh.
And that's where she brought it up to me the first time, was when we were there.
Ah, okay.
Because she's like, this is right here by this bed.
Uh-huh.
So... But anyway, why don't you talk about the bed and the mirrors and...
Well, let me say, I have one encounter, I guess, with a mirror while I was in the bed. But the mirror is not in my bedroom. I do not have a mirror in the bedroom. But the angle that I was at, I could see a mirror. And I said I wasn't going to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So I'm sound asleep, and I wake up, and I see something moving in the mirror. And I look up, and I swore there was a gray alien standing in another room looking at me through the mirror. And it went away. Like, immediately, as soon as I woke up. And so I totally dismissed it, thinking, okay, I'm just dreaming, or, you know, something moved across the nightlight or something and made it look funny. I don't know. So I totally dismissed it until AJ and I were talking about it earlier today.
The funny part is that we had no intentions of talking about aliens at all today.
Right.
I brought up a podcast I was listening to. And I was telling Lynn this story that was in this podcast, and she says, "Oh my God, I have goosebumps." And she shows me her arm. She does have goosebumps, and she's like, "Let me tell you this story."
But yeah, we were talking about owls and aliens, and I'd been hearing owls. Of course, I live out in the middle of, you know, the forest, so, you know, I never thought anything twice. You know, you don't think twice about hearing owls because you're supposed to out there. But then when I put that with the alien thing after AJ talked about that, I'm like, oh, wait, maybe there's something to that. I don't know.
So mirrors in the bedroom.
Yep.
So the belief is you should not have a mirror facing your bed.
Right.
Because
it can suck your soul out.
Right.
There's an entity on the other side. It can suck your soul out. There's also a belief that if someone passes away, that their soul could get trapped if there's a mirror in there, if they pass in their sleep. So I don't know if you've ever seen or heard about people covering up mirrors when they go to bed or, you know, something like that. Or whenever somebody passes away, they go through and cover up all the mirrors in the house because they want the soul to be able to move on and not get stuck.
Hmm. I've heard of people covering mirrors at night. Now, but I've not heard of the covering all the mirrors when somebody passes.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. And I've heard that before, but I don't think I really understood what the purpose was. You know, you see in movies when they're talking about haunted houses, you go through, you see in the movies they got all the mirrors covered, or you see them covering the mirrors. So that's supposed to also keep the spirits that are on the other side from crossing in. So that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's truly a portal.
I guess another one of the myths that we always hear about is that if you look into a mirror and there is no reflection, you have no soul.
Then you're a vampire.
Exactly. You are a vampire, or you're a demon, or you are something of that nature. But I guess the main one is always that, you know, Dracula could not see his mm-hmm. reflection in the mirror. I guess probably the other one is, and I'm guessing you probably have this on your list too, is Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that one? I like this one.
Bloody Mary. Okay, evidently.
Because I like Bloody Mary, so that one.
Evidently, you're supposed to be able to go and stand in front of a mirror and say Bloody Mary three times. And legend has it that you'll see a woman dripping with blood in the reflection. She might scream at you, reach out through the mirror to you, or, you know, and then some other way come after you. So there's like, it's one of those games that, you know, a lot of kids, when they're having a sleepover and they get together, they want to try it. So they go to the mirror and do the Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And I'm going to stop it too, just in case, to see if, you know, they can summon her.
Okay, there is one in my sight, a mirror right here in my sight. So.
Yeah, so don't say it. Right. That came from, was it Queen Mary, who had killed several people, so they think it's her spirit that comes mm-hmm. through whenever you do the Bloody mm-hmm. Mary. It's like Beetlejuice. Don't say it three times.
Don't say it three times or Beetlejuice soap.
Yep.
So I know you've had some other experiences.
I guess I could talk about those. I don't have a lot of experiences, but I've had more than I'm comfortable with. So I know that this is something I do believe in, but I've had... I know I've talked before about my near-death experience and what happened afterwards, but it wasn't too long after that happened. When I was 12, I was sitting on the couch in the living room, and my dad made these wall sconces that had one of the mirrors that had, like, the little frosted lines in it as a background to the sconce. So that way, if you lit a candle or whatever, you could reflect more light, which is mm-hmm. another thing about mirrors and what they actually do reflect. But I was sitting on the couch, and I looked up towards those things because something had caught my eye, and I could see behind me through the reflection in the mirror that there was a shadow person behind me moving back and forth and stopping and standing directly behind me. I saw that more than once. I was only about 12, so did you imagine? It freaked me out.
Was it a shape, or was it just kind of that shadow dark?
It was a shadow person. You could see the head and the shoulders. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, but you know, no facial features or anything like that. Okay. So on that instance, I had a shadow person experience. Then I lived in some apartments in Louisville for a while, and as I was brushing my teeth one day, I looked up into the bathroom mirror, and there was a man with blonde hair and full army fatigue standing behind me. So I'm thinking somebody is standing behind me. So I jump and turn around, and there's absolutely nobody there.
Mm.
And when I turned back around towards the mirror, it was gone. But, I mean, I saw him for a good couple of seconds, or, you know, however long it took me to react, probably a second. But still, I could still see it burned in my brain, and that's been 16, 17 years ago. So I've had that experience. And then also in the house that I'm at now, we have this mirror. And this is a story I've not told my husband. So if he listens to this, he's going to know. And
hit fast forward, Eric.
So we have this mirror that's been, it was Eric's grandmother's mirror. And this thing, it's a mirror with a cabinet that goes under it. And it's been in the mirror just hangs on the wall. It's been in the family for years and years and years. His great-grandmother's, whatever. It's beautiful mirror. It's black. It's got flowers around it. It's just absolutely gorgeous. But we had it in our house, we used to live in the downstairs part, and we had it in the living room down there. And I was sitting watching TV one day, and I looked up and I saw the Hat Man in it. And the Hat Man is a shadow person that wears a hat with a brim.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and then I could just see it fade until it was gone. It didn't go away real quick. It faded until it was gone. And I'm like, what the hell is that? So I started doing research on what this is, and that's a phenomenon that's gone back years and years and years and years and years. And they said the exact same thing about the Hat Man, that he just fades out of view. You know, not darts out of view or just disappears. And the other thing about the Hat Man is supposed to be a very evil, dark spirit. He wasn't, you know, on the other side of the mirror like he was watching. And he comes after people that have special powers or special abilities or, well, I guess he comes after everybody, but he particularly likes things that have some special abilities, and he'll suck that away from them. And also, he can become solid enough that you bump into him in the night.
You know, one of my experiences I have never been able to explain.
That's why I thought this was interesting.
Is that I ran into somebody in my house. Literally ran into somebody. And that was one of the things that makes me do what I do today, is try to figure out what that was and what's going on. I was the only person in the house. Me and the dog. I know there was nobody in the house because the dog would have... Because I had a boxer at that time. And, you know, boxers are very protective dogs. Yeah. If somebody else was in that house, she would have went after him. So, yeah. But the other question I had was, does the Hat Man just show up in mirrors, or does he show up other places?
No. He shows up at the foot of your bed when you're asleep. He causes sleep... What is it?
Paralysis?
Sleep paralysis. And, yeah. So...
Let's just say I know somebody that happened to.
Oh, really?
Right at the foot of the bed.
Yeah. Who's that? Wasn't me.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But not now.
Not on the air.
I don't know that this person wants that told, but...
Yep.
I know that... God damn. my podcast that I always listen to on the confessionals says, you know, the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off.
Yep. And that it
does. Damn it, Tony, it pissed me off today. Tony, if you ever listen to our podcast, please do. But God, I always, it's true. It always pisses me off.
But yeah, the stories of the Hat Man has been around since before hats.
And
technically. For hats.
And everything you just said makes perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Welcome back to Weirdos in the Wild. Before we return to our program, AJ and I would like to take a moment to remember my brother John Tincher, co-founder of Beyond This Life Paranormal, and Alan Oxley, AJ's father. Both passed away just before we recorded our first episode. Each and every episode going forward, from this one on, will be in remembrance of them. Thank you.
From the Ground Up, Books and Resources is more than just a place to buy books. We are a center that nourishes the passions of writers, artists, and book lovers alike. Our programs help educate writers and artists. Our holistic items and Reiki services offer a unique opportunity to build individuals from the ground up. Sign up for one of our memberships today and support us and bring our vision to life. 5% of all memberships will go towards prize money for contests and scholarships for our programs. Book donations are always welcome. Visit FromTheGroundUpBooks.com for more information.
Hydra Publications is your one stop for the best in genre fiction. Secrets and Blood is the debut horror novel from Dewey Hensley. Evangeline Grace, the sheriff in a small town, Eastern Kentucky coal mining county, longs to start a new life in another place. However, present and past evils conspire to jeopardize her plans and end the lives of those she loves, including her brother Sheldon, whom she promised to protect. Drugs, feuds, and her beliefs stand in the way of identifying the notorious Highlander in time to live her dream. However, menace reaches from Madison County's past.
Do you struggle with depression, ongoing medical issues, or have you experienced past trauma?
If you have, please consider the help of Energetic Healing. At Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services, we utilize Karuna Reiki, crystals to align and heal chakra function, meditation, and sound healing to address these issues and help you in your healing process. To learn more about energetic healing and how to contact us, visit our website at dragonflypondenergy.com. For those who call in to schedule an appointment, mention this ad and receive $25 off your initial visit.
Cool. Gotta like it when you can get validated.
I mean, it is, and I'll tell you, and you're going to go, yep.
Well, here's the rub now. When I went to St. Louis to visit my daughter, I came home and Eric had brought that mirror upstairs and it is now in my living room. And I haven't told him, so I'm like, do I want to tell him and move that sucker back downstairs so I don't see it? Well,
if it disappears, you know Eric's been listening to our podcast. Yeah. So.
Anyway, that's, I think, all the true firsthand. Oh, no, there's one more. And this one was seen by more than just me. This is when we went to the Hannah house. During what short time we got to investigate there before my brother was sent to the hospital. But there was myself, my daughter Becca, Haley, and Missy all sitting along a couch. And we're watching in a mirror reflected two rooms away, but we could see the reflection of something behind us in the window, and it was a shadow person up in the top of the window that kept peeking out over our heads. And we sat and watched it for quite a while before anything happened. But even Joe came in with a motion detector, and the motion detector was picking it up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's all I got. And that'd be plenty.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have any, like I said, I don't have any mirror stories. So I know that there's a lot of, you know, like I said, a lot of folklore, a lot of beliefs like that around it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those stories come out of, you know, we find out a lot of times out of real situations. So, and that's how they get passed down.
Right. So then you kind of think, well, what's the mechanics behind them? Mirror, it reflects images, but it also reflects light. It can also split light. It can reflect sound, and it can reflect matter. So what is it about a mirror that's so special? You know, it's just that it can do all those
things. Yeah, you know, I guess, and you talked about, at the beginning there, you talked about how, you know, maybe the 7-year thing came because of how hard it was to make a mirror, you know, back in the day. Because, you know, mirrors were originally, you know, we didn't have glass, you know, so they had to learn how to make glass if they were going to make mirrors that we know today. Mm-hmm. But other mirrors were made out of metal, and they were polished, and that's why it took so long to make these types of things. So, and, you know, things like glass were, you know, not something that everyone had either, and they were expensive to get.
Right.
So maybe that's where some of this comes from too, but it does make you think though, because I guess there's kind of that belief too, that some of this is kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, witchcraftish as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I really didn't find much about that, but you also hear that, but you know, a lot of it is what I've understand is it comes from a lot of those parts of it come from the black magic part of it as well. You know, like the evil is in the mirror.
Right. But I was also reading that a long time ago, some of the first thing, really anything that reflects an image was used as a mirror. Like the earliest people used water, clear standing water, as a mirror. Or one of the main things that people use for scrying, which is, you know, trying to see the spirit world, is a big crystal, a crystal ball, number one, but also one of the most common ones is black obsidian, because it can shine so much that it does a great reflection. So there was a belief that if you were very ill and you can go and look and put you take a mirror and you put it in the water, And if you look in and your reflection is cloudy, that you're probably not going to be around much longer. But if your reflection is clear, then you would get better.
Oh.
You know, that's not really necessarily a... Well, I guess it is paranormal because you're kind of predicting the future.
Mm-hmm.
That. But yeah, mediums like to use mirrors, and they will light a candle in front of it and then try to summon people from the other side to come forward and talk to them in the mirror. One of the things, because mirrors can attract negative energy, so if you feel your mirror has something negative in it, you can lay it face down on the floor. When you hang your mirror, you make sure it only reflects positive things, so you don't want anything negative like within its view, so you're not... They think that mirrors can double the energy. So, you know, if there's some kind of bad spirit in the room, that his energy can double because of there being a mirror, because it gets reflected back.
Mm.
And then we talked to you about, you know, being portals where spirits can actually come in from the other side or, you know, leave and go to the other side through it. That there was a story that a man was talking about seeing a giant mirror and was watching as the corners and the sides got darker and kept moving in towards the middle of the mirror, and then started swirling around, and it's like a portal opened up and a woman walked out. So that would be... I think I would run at that point.
I don't think I would have stood there even and watched when I started swirling and things. I think that's your cue to go.
Right. So, I mean, there's other things too that... You know, in mirror gazing, which is part of, you know, when they say you can see your soul, that's what people are trying to do, stare into the mirror and see if they can see what they're truly made of, that they're supposed to be able to get that to reflect back. And then you can also see glimpses of people in the spirit world. Sometimes people's faces will change to the, you know, their own reflection will change to somebody in the spirit world. I was reading, too, that you could see things like twinkling lights or shadow people or other phenomenon that you can't see with the naked eye, because there's something about the mirror that, I don't know if it amplifies it or if it moves by, you get just a little bit more time to see it as it's reflecting. I don't know, but they said that, you know, kind of makes me want to take a mirror ghost hunting, kind of. Yeah, put it around the corner. Is there anything over there before I go over there? Because I'll be able to see it here. Going back to the Hat Man just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I was reading this thing that the Hat Man came from something called the Conexus, Conexus,
mm-hmm.
which means that he's a scavenger soul, that he goes around and he can actually join one soul to another. But it also, he will absorb those energies, and he can absorb them from angels, demons, djinns, and vampires and take their abilities. And said he's always in a shadow form, a human-like form with the hat. They never see him with any facial features. Sometimes they'll have red eyes. The one I saw did not. It was like shadow person. It was completely black.
All right. Well, I think we also want to talk about experience that I had
mm-hmm.
recently. Very weird experience. It was actually just last week. And it happened, and as soon as it happened, I called Lynn because it was like, I got to tell her what just happened. So, Lynn always tells me that I have, I don't know what you want to call it, abilities
mm-hmm.
that I don't tie into, or that for whatever reason I don't want. And I don't push it. I just don't think I need it right now in my life.
Sometimes it's going to, whether you want it to or not.
Yeah. And this was one of those times. So I think everybody's done this. You run out to your car, your truck, whatever, and, you know, jump in, turn your vehicle on, and your mind's on whatever it is you're going to be doing. And so I do that. Got to my truck in the driveway. 6:30 at night, I guess, when I called you, something like that. Still daylight, you know. Jump in and start the engine of my truck, and I realize that there's something in the passenger seat. And I mean something. I mean there is a shadow person.
Mm-hmm.
And not like a shadow person that is in a in the shape of a person, but is in the shadow person that we see when we go ghost hunting a lot, which is just a black kind of blob.
Mist, almost.
Yeah. No defined shape, just kind of a, like I said, a black blob. And I'm just taken aback, obviously, because first of all, I'm like, what in the heck is this? And why is it in the passenger seat of my truck? And as I'm turn my head and look, the top of it turns into like a point and it just shoots out the window. And it's gone that quick. So first of all, I'm like, this is truly the thought process that went through my head. First of all, I was like, did I just see what I thought I saw? Mm-hmm. And so then I have to talk myself out of it.
Try to rationalize it.
No, there's nothing there. You're sitting in your driveway. Nothing's in the front seat of your truck hanging out. And I'm like, damn, I saw something. And then I was like, okay. And my third thought was, if I was on a ghost hunt and I had just saw that, I would have definitely said, I just saw a shadow figure. Mm-hmm. And I was like, then I saw a shadow figure.
Yep.
And then I called Lynn.
I will say you were very excited when you called
I mean, it was I talked to you within 5 minutes of it happening.
Yeah.
Because we tend to call each other when weird things happen because, you know, we're into the weird stuff. And we want to hear the weird stuff that happens to people, especially us and then other people we know. So, but the thing was, is that when I got here at night and we started doing this, Lynn's like, I think your truck's haunted. I was like, well, why the hell is my truck haunted? I mean, it's not a new truck, but it's new to me only a few months. I don't think anybody died in my truck because I know who owned the truck before me. So, but this is the second weird thing that has happened when I've been sitting in that truck. And I'll tell this part because it was, like I said, the second weird thing. So I pulled up in my driveway and my truck does not fit in my garage. It's too big to fit in my garage.
Got him a big Bubba truck.
And so my truck is parked in the driveway. And as I pull in, put the truck in park, something shoots across between the front of my truck and my garage door. What the hell? I mean, just something black shoots across there. And this was, how long? Because I called you and told you then that too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Was it about a month ago, a month and a half ago?
Yeah, it's not been very long.
Yeah. So this is the second weird thing that's happened when I've been in this truck. So I don't know. Maybe it's a black truck, so I'm seeing these black objects. I don't know, but just strange. And Lynn was like, you got to tell this story.
Yeah. You want to know my theory?
What is it?
That your abilities are opening up. So you're starting to see these things. They've been there all along.
I know.
And you're starting to see them.
I know.
Like I said, welcome to my world.
I know. John would tell me the same thing.
Yep.
He would tell me that the weird shit that would happen to him while he was pumping gas. And crazy things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and he's like, and he even told me that. He goes, you're going to see it. You're going to see it.
Yep.
So.
And it's once you do, I think your mind opens up and what do they call it? You're enlightened at that point. And so things will, they start showing up more and more. And as you become more comfortable and more ready to handle it, more things will show up.
And I think you're right. And it was kind of like when I told you earlier, it's like you were asking me more questions about what was in the truck or whatever. And it was, and you said, well, did it seem like it was something evil or something mad or something angry or whatever? I was like, no. It was more like, oh, crap, he saw me. Mm-hmm. And it just took off.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the way it is. And it's so funny, like when we're on a ghost hunt, it's like they're looking at us as much as we're looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they peek out. Are they still there? Oh, yeah. or they peek out, oh crap, they saw me, and they disappear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it felt like. It wasn't, I didn't feel threatened or anything that was evil or, it was just like, oh no, it caught me. I got to get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So. That's exciting.
Yeah.
So. I was excited for you.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see who listens to this now and who does not want to ride my truck. So
I'm like, let's go.
So,
of course, that's just me. Anytime we go ghost hunting or anywhere, I'm like, let's go. I'm getting in the middle of it right now.
That is true. For those of you, those of you who want a little insight into our ghost hunting, is as soon as we get to a place, Lynn just throws all of her stuff down and she's gone and ready to go. And half the time she is gone on her own. So,
yeah, that's when the best stuff happens.
That's true. We've had some crazy things happen right when we've got there. So, so speaking of which, we've got some episodes coming and we've got a ghost hunt we get to tell you about, but we're not going to tell you about it now.
No teaser.
But we also have a person that went on the ghost hunt with us for the very first time. We're going to have her with us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it, I think everyone would enjoy a perspective of someone who has never done it before.
Right. Even though she does have some abilities, so that was why she was so interested to come with us. She's got a lot of abilities, actually. But she had never gone on a ghost hunt. And she had never tried to interact at that level before. So, you get to hear her firsthand experience.
And mm-hmm.
She actually got something that it took us a long time to even get ourselves. Her first try. And we'll let her tell you about it.
Yep. And we've got some special guests we've got lined up already.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a plan for at least the next several episodes. So we hope you stick around and listen. We're excited for what's upcoming. Also, please, please remember our sponsors that help us out with this every week.
We have Hydra Publications and Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services and From the Ground Up Books.
Hey, you remembered your own books for this time.
I did. You're proud.
Lynn always forgets herself, so as the sponsor. So, well, anything else we want to talk about this week?
I don't think so.
All right, then. Well, Lynn?
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and keep it weird, y'all.
Thank you for joining us at Weirdos in the Wild. Please show us some love and support on our Patreon account at Weirdos in the Wild. Like us on all of our social media. And if you've had an experience you'd like to share with us, visit our site at weirdosinthewild.com. Until next time, keep it weird, y'all.
From the Ground Up, Books and Resources is more than just a place to buy books. We are a center that nourishes the passions of writers, artists, and book lovers alike. Our programs help educate writers and artists. Our holistic items and Reiki services offer a unique opportunity to build individuals from the ground up. Sign up for one of our memberships today and support us and bring our vision to life. 5% of all memberships will go towards prize money for contests and scholarships for our programs. Book donations are always welcome. Visit fromthegroundupbooks.com for more information.
Hydra Publications is your one stop for the best in genre fiction. Secrets and Blood is the debut horror novel from Dewey Hensley. Evangeline Grace, the sheriff in a small town, Eastern Kentucky coal mining county, longs to start a new life in another place. However, present and past evils conspire to jeopardize her plans and end the lives of those she loves, including her brother Sheldon, whom she promised to protect. Drugs, feuds, and her beliefs stand in the way of identifying the notorious Highlander in time to live her dream. However, menace reaches from Madison County's past.
Do you struggle with depression, ongoing medical issues, or have you experienced past trauma? If you have, please consider the help of Energetic Healing. At Dragonfly Pond Holistic Services, we utilize Karuna Reiki, crystals to align and heal chakra function, meditation, and sound healing to address these issues and help you in your healing process. To learn more about energetic healing and how to contact us, visit our website at dragonflypondenergy.com. For those who call in to schedule an appointment, mention this ad and receive $25 off your initial visit.